Sleep is one of the great paradoxes of life. To the eye, it looks like surrender. The body still, the mind gone elsewhere, our awareness dimmed to a flicker. From an evolutionary standpoint, it seems almost reckless. What creature would choose to be unconscious for a third of its life, defenseless to the world around it, unless the purpose was so vital that survival itself depended on it? The truth is that sleep is not idleness. It is choreography. Beneath the quiet surface, every system of the body comes alive in its own hidden way. Muscles knit themselves back together. Hormones surge and recede in careful pulses. The immune system strengthens its defenses. The brain, most mysteriously of all, rinses itself clean of the waste it cannot shed while awake. We do not merely rest when we sleep. We rebuild. The architecture of sleep. Sleep unfolds as a repeating ultradian rhythm of roughly 90 minutes, looping 4 to 6 times across the night. Each loop descends through non-rapid eye movement sleep into its deepest slow wave phase and then rises into rapid eye movement sleep before beginning again. Early cycles are weighted towards slow wave sleep to prioritize bodily repair, while later cycles lengthen REM to prioritize neural integration. Non-REM begins with a brief transition in which awareness thins, muscle tone eases, and theta activity replaces the fast rhythms of wakefulness. Light non-REM follows, characterized by sleep spindles and K-complexes that dampen external noise and stabilize the sleeping state while early memory processing begins. The descent culminates in slow-wave sleep where high-amplitude delta waves dominate, arousal thresholds rise, growth hormone pulses, protein synthesis accelerates, immune signaling deepens, and conditions are prepared for peak glymphatic clearance. Waking from this depth often produces heavy grogginess because alerting systems are intentionally dialed down to permit intensive repair. REM is paradoxically active. Cortical metabolism climbs toward waking levels, vivid dreaming emerges, and most skeletal muscles are temporarily switched offline to prevent the enactment of dreams. Acetylcholine rises while noradrenaline and serotonin recede, creating a chemistry that favors synaptic plasticity, creative recombination, and emotional recalibration. Autonomic variability increases, breathing and heart rate become more irregular, and thermoregulation is blunted as the brain shifts into intensive internal processing. This architecture is governed by two overlapping controls. The circadian system, orchestrated by the suprachiasmatic nucleus and entrained by light, sets the daily window in which sleep and REM are most likely. The homeostatic system, driven in part by the accumulation of adenosine and other metabolites during wakefulness, builds sleep pressure with time awake and dissipates it most strongly during slow-wave sleep. Optimal recovery occurs when rising homeostatic pressure coincides with circadian night. Misalignment from shift work, late light exposure, or jet lag fragments depth and continuity. The balance also shifts across the lifespan and between individuals. Infants devote a larger fraction of time to REM as the developing brain lays down connections. Adolescents drift later in their biological night. With aging, slow-wave sleep and spindle density often decline while awakenings increase. Stress, stimulants, illness, and training loads can all tilt the proportions from night to night, reminding us that sleep is a living system adapting to the body's current needs. Because early cycles are slow-wave heavy and late cycles are REM heavy, trimming the beginning of the night disproportionately sacrifices deep repair, while trimming the morning disproportionately sacrifices integration. Performance suffers in different ways depending on which part of the architecture is lost. Muscle recovery and tissue repair. Deep non-REM sleep is the body's construction window. In slow-wave sleep, the pituitary releases pulses of growth hormone that set off a downstream cascade through IGF-1 and other anabolic pathways. Protein synthesis rises, damaged myofibrils are rebuilt, and the microtears created by training are stitched together into stronger fibers. This is not passive time. It is an actively orchestrated repair cycle that depends on depth and continuity of sleep. The autonomic nervous system shifts toward parasympathetic dominance at night, lowering circulating catecholamines and reducing baseline muscle tone. This calmer internal climate favors cellular housekeeping. Oxidative damage is contained, misfolded proteins are cleared, and the redox balance is nudged back toward homeostasis. With stress chemistry dialed down, repair enzymes operate more efficiently and inflammation can be resolved rather than amplified. Sleep also lays the groundwork for better fuel handling. After a full night, insulin sensitivity improves, and skeletal muscle is more responsive to glucose uptake, supporting glycogen replenishment from subsequent meals. By contrast, fragmented or curtailed sleep blunts this sensitivity, raising the cost of recovery and increasing the likelihood that the next training bout lands on incompletely restored tissues. Connective tissues adapt more slowly than muscle, and sleep gives them time. Collagen turnover proceeds, cross-linking is remodeled, and tendon and ligament matrices recover from mechanical loading. These quiet adjustments matter for injury prevention as much as for performance. When sleep is short, the lagging tissues of the kinetic chain are the first to fail. The spine in particular benefits from the recumbent hours. Intervertebral discs rehydrate overnight as proteoglycan-rich matrices draw water back in under reduced axial load, restoring disc height and distributing pressure more evenly across end plates and facet joints. For anyone managing cervical or lumbar strain, this nightly fluid exchange is part of why consistent unbroken sleep translates into less morning stiffness and better tolerance for daytime loading. Immune crosstalk is woven through this entire process. During consolidated sleep, cytokine signaling shifts toward a pattern that supports tissue repair and infection control, while growth hormone and prolactin aid lymphocyte trafficking. Cut the night short, and the immune profile tilts toward a pro-inflammatory state that slows healing, increases soreness, and lengthens time to full recovery. Because slow-wave sleep is front-loaded in the night, the opening cycles do the heaviest lifting for musculoskeletal repair. Trimming this window consistently, whether by bedtime drift, stress, or stimulants, means showing up to training with unfinished work beneath the skin. Protecting early night depth is therefore less an optimization trick than the basic price of adaptation. Cerebral cleansing, the glymphatic system. The waking brain is metabolically expensive. Neurons burn through glucose and oxygen to sustain continuous firing, ion pumping, and transmitter recycling. That metabolism produces waste, reactive oxygen species, excess ions, lactate, misfolded and fragmented proteins, and peptides such as beta amyloid and tau. Because the brain sits behind a selective blood-brain barrier and lacks the kind of classic lymphatic drainage found in other tissues, much of this byproduct accumulates in the crowded spaces between cells during the day. Sleep changes the physical conditions of the brain to clear that backlog. Astrocytes, support cells that sheath blood vessels, alter their volume during sleep so that the interstitial spaces widen. With that expansion, cerebrospinal fluid is pulled along perivascular channels into the brain tissue, mixes with interstitial fluid, and then washes outward again, carrying dissolved waste with it. Water channels concentrated on astrocyte endfeet facilitate this exchange, turning the sleeping brain into a kind of low-pressure rinse cycle. When this nightly cleansing is delayed or truncated, waste accumulates where it should not. Beta amyloid and tau can interfere with synaptic machinery and axonal transport. Oxidative byproducts and excess extracellular adenosine can dampen neuronal excitability. Local inflammation further disrupts signaling. The result is slower neurotransmission across synapses, impaired long-term potentiation, and a brain that feels fogged even if the body is awake. This is why cognition degrades the longer we go without sleep. Attention wavers, working memory shrinks, reaction times lengthen, and decision-making tilts toward impulsivity. The problem is not only fatigue, it is a biochemical environment that has drifted away from optimal signaling because the cleaning phase has not yet done its work. Sleep debt is best understood as unfinished maintenance. You sleep not for a fixed cultural quota, but for as long as it takes your brain and body to complete the jobs reserved for the night, glymphatic clearance among them. When these processes are incomplete, pressure to sleep persists, and performance remains suboptimal until the backlog is resolved. Short naps illustrate the mechanics. Brief daytime sleep can lighten homeostatic pressure and restore alertness if it remains in lighter stages. But if a nap drops into deeper slow-wave sleep or into an active cleansing phase and ends abruptly, you can wake disoriented and heavy-headed. The brain has not yet restored its extracellular environment or reestablished the neurochemical set points for crisp signaling, so the transition back to wakefulness feels like surfacing too soon. Protecting consolidated, unbroken sleep therefore protects the brain's ability to detoxify itself. Depth early in the night creates the conditions for the most robust clearance. Continuity across cycles ensures the job is finished. The payoff is not abstract. A cleaned and recalibrated network encodes memories more faithfully, regulates emotion more steadily, and moves through the day with the kind of sharpness that only a service system can provide. Hormones and neurochemistry. The hidden conductors behind the visible stages of sleep lies a lattice of hormones and neurotransmitters that time each movement of the night. The brain does not simply switch off. It shifts into a different operating mode in which inhibitory signals rise, arousal systems yield, and circadian chemistry sets the tempo. When this chemistry is aligned, sleep arrives easily, deepens on schedule, and gives way to morning with a clear head. Adenosine is the day's tally. As neurons burn ATP, adenosine accumulates in synapses and binds to receptors that dampen arousal networks, creating homeostatic sleep pressure. Caffeine works because it blocks those receptors. It does not erase the debt, it only hides the bill. During slow-wave sleep, adenosine levels fall as clearance and recirculation catch up, which is why the earliest cycles feel most restorative when you are truly tired. Melatonin is timing, not sedation. Released by the pineal gland under orders from the suprachiasmatic nucleus, it signals biological night and helps the brain and peripheral organs align their clocks. Bright evening light suppresses melatonin and drags the night later. Morning light advances the clock and anchors the next cycle. You do not sleep because melatonin knocks you out. You sleep because melatonin opens the gate at the right time for the other systems to walk through. The actual descent is led by inhibition. Neurons in the ventrolateral preoptic area release GABA that silences wake-promoting hubs in the hypothalamus and brainstem, including histaminergic cells of the tuberomammillary nucleus, noradrenergic cells of the locus coeruleus, and serotonergic cells of the raphe. This mutual antagonism behaves like a flip-flop switch. When the sleep side gains enough momentum, wakefulness gives way abruptly and the system stabilizes in a low-noise state where deep sleep can form. Orexin, also called hypocretin, is the stabilizer of wakefulness. Produced in the lateral hypothalamus, it keeps the arousal networks coherent and resists unwanted transitions. When orexin is deficient, the system becomes unstable and narcoleptic intrusions appear. In healthy sleep, orexin quiets as GABA rises, allowing consolidated, unfragmented bouts rather than constant toggling between states. Within this scaffold, each stage has its own chemical signature. Slow-wave sleep lowers cortical excitability and permits pulses of growth hormone, which drive protein synthesis, tissue repair, and metabolic recalibration through IGF-1 and downstream pathways. Prolactin rises and supports immune traffic, while sympathetic tone eases and parasympathetic tone predominates. The brain and body use this window to perform high-priority maintenance that is incompatible with the demands of wake. REM sleep tilts the chemistry in a different direction. Acetylcholine rises to near waking levels and helps sustain vivid plastic neural activity, while noradrenaline and serotonin drop to their nightly minimums. With the amines quiet, emotional memories can be reprocessed without the full stand of stress chemistry, synapses can be reweighted, and new associations can form. Muscle tone is actively suppressed to prevent enactment of dreams, and thermoregulation is relaxed as resources pivot to internal computation. Cortisol moves on its own circadian arc. It dips after sleep onset, then rises toward dawn to prepare the body for wakefulness, mobilizing glucose, sharpening alertness, and nudging blood pressure upward. Chronic stress flattens this rhythm, elevating nighttime cortisol and fragmenting sleep. The result is a shallower architecture that starves both slow-wave depth and REM expression. Histamine, dopamine, and cytokine signals add further texture. Histamine from the tuberomammillary nucleus promotes wake and attention, which is why antihistamines can cause drowsiness. Dopamine shapes motivation and salience and can lighten sleep or destabilize REM when excessive. Immune mediators such as interleukin-1 and TNF-alpha nudge the brain toward non-REM during illness, reallocating energy toward defense and repair. These threads weave together so that what you did, ate, felt, and fought off during the day is reflected in the chemistry of your night. When the conductors play in time, adenosine high and falling, melatonin on schedule, GABA ascendant, orexin subdued, growth hormone pulsing, and cortisol rising only near dawn, sleep feels effortless. When they are out of time, late light, caffeine, anxiety, irregular schedules, the performance stutters. The body still tries to do the work, but the windows are shorter, the transitions rougher, and the yield smaller. Chemistry does not replace architecture, it enables it. Systemic outcomes of sleep. When the night's architecture runs its course, the benefits are not confined to the brain. Sleep orchestrates a body-wide reset in which tissues are repaired, defenses are rebalanced, vessels relax, fuel handling is recalibrated, and neural circuits are tuned for the next day's demands. What looks like stillness from the outside is a coordinated maintenance shift across every major system. In the musculoskeletal system, slow-wave sleep drives the conditions for protein synthesis and structural repair, while the day's motor learning is replayed and stabilized. Signals ripple between the motor cortex, basal ganglia, and cerebellum as patterns learned in practice are converted into more reliable firing sequences. At the same time, neuromuscular junctions are retuned, oxidative stress is contained, and glycogen stores are replenished so that trained tissue wakes better prepared to load and adapt. The immune system uses the night to sharpen its intelligence. Consolidated sleep supports T-cell adhesion and trafficking, strengthens the coordination between innate and adaptive responses, and shifts cytokine signaling toward a profile that promotes repair and pathogen control. After adequate sleep, vaccinations tend to produce stronger and more durable antibody responses, wounds close faster, and baseline inflammation is more tightly regulated. Fragment the night, and the profile tilts in the other direction, with low-grade inflammation rising and immune efficiency falling. Cardiovascular rhythms also depend on the night. Blood pressure normally dips during sleep as sympathetic tone eases and vessels regain flexibility. Heart rate variability improves, endothelial function recovers, and the autonomic balance resets so that the system is less reactive the following day. When sleep is curtailed or repeatedly disrupted, this nocturnal dipping is blunted, morning pressures run higher, and the vasculature carries more strain than it should. Over time, that strain becomes the background in which risk accumulates. Metabolic control is recalibrated as well. After a full night, insulin sensitivity is higher, hepatic glucose output is better regulated, and skeletal muscle is more responsive to nutrient uptake. Appetite signals shift toward balance, with leptin more supportive of satiety and ghrelin less insistent on quick calories. Shorten or scatter sleep, and the signal flips. Glucose tolerance worsens, hedonic drive for energy-dense foods climbs, and the same meals produce a larger glycemic load. Peripheral clocks in liver, muscle, and adipose tissue take their timing cues from the central clock during sleep. Misalignment at night becomes miscommunication by day. In the nervous system, memory and mood are the most visible outcomes. Slow-wave sleep supports the dialogue between hippocampus and neocortex that stabilizes newly encoded facts and experiences, while REM helps integrate those memories with older networks and softens the sting of stress chemistry. Across the cycles, synapses that were indiscriminately potentiated during wake are scaled back, noisy connections are pruned, and salient ones are strengthened. The result is a brain that learns more cleanly and regulates emotion more steadily, with prefrontal control reasserted over limbic reactivity and pain perception nudged downward as descending inhibitory pathways reset. These outcomes are not luxuries. They are the yield of a nightly process that keeps complex systems within workable ranges. When sleep is deep and continuous, muscles carry less hidden damage, immunity is smarter, not louder, vessels breathe, metabolism listens and cognition moves with clarity. Without sleep, muscles falter, memory fails, and meaning fragments. The cost of deprivation. When the night is cut short or broken into fragments, the losses are not merely subjective. The unfinished work of repair, recalibration, and clearance shows up across systems the next day. Cognition slows as hippocampal encoding falters, attention drifts, working memory shrinks, and decision-making tilts toward risk and impulsivity. Reaction times lengthen, error rates climb, and microsleeps intrude without warning, a hazardous combination in traffic, on ladders, and in any setting that relies on vigilance. In the brain's biochemistry, deprivation leaves a residue. Without enough consolidated slow-wave sleep and the glymphatic rinse that accompanies it, metabolic byproducts linger in the interstitial spaces, dampening synaptic efficiency and blunting long-term potentiation. The subjective brain fog of a short night is not a mood. It is a signaling problem in a network whose extracellular environment has not been restored to baseline. The body's periphery carries its own bill. Insulin sensitivity declines after curtailed sleep, hepatic glucose output becomes less restrained, and skeletal muscle is less responsive to nutrient handling, so the same meals yield a larger glycemic load. Appetite regulation skews as leptin drops and ghrelin rises, biasing choices toward quick, calorie-dense foods. Vessels miss their nocturnal dip. Sympathetic tone remains elevated, morning blood pressure runs higher, and endothelial function recovers less completely. Over time, this pattern becomes the backdrop against which cardiometabolic risk accumulates. Immune defenses also shift. Consolidated sleep promotes coordinated trafficking and a repair-leaning cytokine profile. Fragmented or short sleep tilts the balance toward low-grade inflammation while weakening specific responses. Wounds close more slowly, vaccine responses are less robust, and soreness lingers because inflammatory signaling is louder than it needs to be and resolution is delayed. Mood and pain perception do not escape the ledger. With inadequate REM and disrupted non-REM, prefrontal control over limbic reactivity weakens, negative bias sharpens, and stressors feel larger than they are. Descending inhibitory pathways that normally temper nociception reset less effectively, so aches red louder and thresholds for discomfort fall. What might have been ordinary effort now feels like strain. Because sleep architecture is asymmetric across the night, the timing of deprivation shapes the deficit. Cutting the first hours disproportionately sacrifices slow-wave depth, leaving tissues under-repaired and homeostatic pressure only partially relieved. Cutting the morning disproportionately sacrifices REM, leaving memory integration incomplete and emotional tone poorly regulated. Rotating shifts and jet lag compound the problem by misaligning circadian timing with sleep pressure, producing lighter, more fragmented sleep, even when time in bed appears adequate. Short naps can help when they reduce sleep pressure without plunging into deep stages, but abrupt awakening from slow-wave sleep amplifies sleep inertia, the heavy-headed lag in which alerting systems have not yet come back online. The sensation of being lost on waking is the felt sign that the brain's maintenance window was interrupted mid-task. Sleep debt is therefore not a moral failing or a soft target for willpower. It is unfinished maintenance. You will sleep until the outstanding work is done, clearance, repair, recalibration, and until the chemistry of wakefulness can run cleanly again. Until then, performance remains capped, risk rises, and the body borrows against systems that were meant to be restored overnight. The hidden half of life sleep is not absence, but active life. What looks like stillness from the outside is a carefully timed performance in which inhibitory circuits take the stage, hormones move in measured pulses, and the brain changes its physical state to cleanse, recalibrate, and repair. The architecture of the night is not decoration. It is the scaffold that lets complex systems remain coherent under the weight of living. The body uses the first cycles to mend tissue, tune immunity, and set the conditions for deep clearance. It uses the later cycles to integrate memory, rebalance emotion, and refine synaptic weights. Miss the front and the foundation is thin. Miss the back and the mind cannot fully bind yesterday to the plans of tomorrow. Either way, unfinished work spills into the day as slower thinking, heavier effort, and chemistry that runs against itself. Seen this way, sleep debt is not a character flaw. It is a ledger of maintenance deferred. You will sleep until the jobs reserved for the night are complete, until adenosine falls, astrocytes release their grip, growth hormone has done its rounds, and the circadian tide carries cortisol only toward dawn. When the work is finished, wakefulness becomes clean again and the day fits better. The invitation is simple. Protect the depth at the beginning, protect the continuity through the middle, and protect the space for REM at the end. Honor the clock that sets the window, reduce the frictions that fragment it, and let the brain and body do what only they can do in the dark. Protect your nights. Honor your cycles. Let your body rebuild.